And a very good special Friday morning to everyone. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock, the time everybody waits for. And I just checked with a maitre d'. We've got a table for three. Good morning,
gentlemen. Absolutely. And the man, he is in with us this morning, Gene Valentino. And the studio crowd is excited. And Gene, we got something for you here. Hold on just a second. We're gonna pay a little tribute. Hold on.
Okay.
The Fine Young Cannibals. She drives me crazy. And in memory of President Biden's Uncle Boozy, who was apparently eaten by cannibals, according to the president. I mean, the president said it. It must be true, right?
It must be true. Being shot down and all sorts of different accomplishments with every ethnic group in America. I can't believe how this guy's such a diverse world traveler of experience right here in the United States.
It absolutely shocks me in amazement that this guy can talk about his uncle that supposedly, according to him, got eaten by cannibals. But the Army says no. The Army Air Corps, who his uncle was a part of, that the plane in question was, quote, not a single-engine plane, but a multi-engine plane, and it crashed in the ocean, and he probably drowned. That's why they never found his body. But
he was also riding the missile that was launched from Israel that landed in Tehran last night, near Tehran last night. He wanted to ride that missile to make sure it steered to the right direction.
You know, it's sad to watch, but, you know, unfortunately, that's what we have until at least January 20th of next year. Only thing we can hope is that President Trump can come back and win this again, because that's our only hope to get some sanity back in Washington, D.C. Yeah. So anyway, the Israeli thing, that's the big news, really, if you think about it. And I know you were working on trying to get someone to come on with us this morning. I guess that didn't work out.
Yeah, it's been a busy evening. They were caught up in security issues that prevented them from releasing information. I'm told by my contacts in Israel that we will have something for you. Remember, they're 8 hours ahead of us. So it's mid-afternoon in Israel right now, and they are preparing for their Shabbat, which is their weekly religious atonement of sorts that they do on their holy day. And then Monday begins Passover. So what is amazing is that they pulled off this counterstrike against Iran. The element of surprise not only caught Iran off guard, but you can see that as the reports come out this morning, the response was measured. Anthony Blinken hides away over in Italy to give a morning report to the world, talking about the G7's righteous indignation over what happened to Israel, and then immediately shifts the conversation, and three quarters of the conversation has to do with pushing for funding for Ukraine to protect from Russia's invasion. And that is an issue. China behind the scene is helping Russia rebuild its infrastructure. And this all, Michael, would have been resolved had Biden not cut the oil production here in the United States, making it difficult for Russia not to build up such a huge cash and China to build up so much cash, which consequentially has been used to fund Iran. This funding came from oil dollars, which then precipitated more funding down to Hamas, specifically in the Gaza Strip. And here's Israel sitting by the wayside, wondering why America, its strong ally, is playing both sides of the fence. I'm embarrassed by this event. I think that Israel did a noteworthy thing by stepping up and speaking out and being strong. And amazingly, I'm watching more and more Israelis come forward making sense. And you know what this is coming from? It's in their laws of Israel that every citizen of age begins to serve in the Israeli military at some point. And the Israeli military itself puts into place a certain standard and discipline that they come away with, something that's drastically missing in the American military right now, which I regret that we may have to go back to a draft, but we need to grab what remains as good American citizens and getting them up to speed to understand our nation, our heritage, and the importance of protecting this constitutional republic. If you want to talk to me about what we do with some of these illegal immigrants, we might want to talk about a plan that if they are sincere and vetted, that they then become part of our military and learn our way of life and learn about our democracy and constitutional republic and support it through 4 years of boot camp or indoctrination of sorts here through our United States military. But nonetheless, Blinken and Biden pulled a clever 11th hour stunt in transitioning the conversation away from the United away from Israel to the Ukrainian funding issue. And one last point I have: keep your eye on this Aaron Cohen. Aaron Cohen turns out to be a very interesting Israeli defense specialist, a special operations guy, an intelligence veteran of Israel. He's been trained as a career special ops guy, and he's been on Fox News recently. My folks are making contact with Mr. Aaron Cohen right now, and we will try to get him on for an interview, and I'll link into you to make sure we include it on WMXI.
That would be great. I'll tell you, this whole thing with Israel is starting to really concern me. Not that Israel is defending themselves and not that Israel is trying to wipe out Hamas so that they don't have to worry about this for a long time, because, well, the terrorists will always be there. We know that. But when you get them, down to a minimum, it makes it a lot easier to do business. But what concerns me in this country right now is the anti-American, anti-Israeli riots, whatever you want to call them, that these people are doing and shouting on our own very soil, death to America. Now, this is what we only heard on the nightly news, that the Iranians used to shout, when they were put on TV, death to America. I mean, that's what they would always say. And, it just kind of shocks us, regular old American citizens, that a citizen of our country could actually stand up and say death to America, which goes to show you, I mean, they're showing their hand. They hate this country and they want our country to fail. And they are trying everything they can to make that happen. And so, it concerns me what's going on here.
Well, even Mayor Adams up in New York City has had enough, and at Columbia University, we've seen on the news last night, 108 protesters, primarily Palestinian folks who are anti-Israel, they've had enough. The words of protest and free speech go so far. First, we have a standard that we have to establish for American citizens and Americans' right to free speech. But if you are not an American citizen, you cannot be so inflammatory to use that same free speech excuse, that entitlement, that right, and think you're entitled to get in the face of law enforcement and law-abiding citizens with such inflammatory commentary. There's a term in the law called actionable words. Words can be hurtful. Words can be violent. And it's going to be up to our legislators and lawmakers to really define that distinction more carefully and definitely make sure it doesn't apply to foreigners who've come here to do harm in the first place. And that's what you saw last night on the news, the arrest of about 108 protesters who were now going a step too far. And this, I hope, is the beginning of a pendulum that swings back the other way nationwide, and that we Americans, as we've said 1,000 times, Michael, step up and step out to defend our nation and all of our folks.
You know, we had our congressman, our local congressman, on Wednesday, and I brought up the fact that you've got these congressional members who are out here in these crowds flying Hamas flags and shout, and with these people that are shouting, death to America. Now, couldn't that be against the law? Couldn't that be something that the Justice Department could actually indict this sitting Congress member and put them in jail? And shouldn't Congress, at a minimum, censure these people and tell them that this is wrong, what you're doing to us in our country? I mean, isn't that?
Yeah. If you were a citizen, if you were a citizen in another country, you pull that off, doing that about the other country you're a citizen in, you wouldn't make it down the street. You'd be dead. You wouldn't have to worry about going to court. I mean, there's such a contradiction of freedoms and rights that have gone too far.
It's sad. And that's, you know, you take these people that are for all these, I have nothing against transgender people. You know, I have nothing against homosexuals. I don't care. You do what you want to do. But let me tell you, the very people that are transgenders and homosexuals that are supporting Hamas would be instantly thrown off a building over there. That's what's so weird about this whole thing. So we have got day and night mixed up. We've got up and down mixed up. This country has got to get back on the level.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do this with these kind of people in our Congress, like this Tlaib Rashid or whatever her name is. I can't even say her name. But in any case, you know, she's one of the ringleaders of this problem. And I think our government should do something about it and get rid of these leaders amongst us.
Yeah. One of her counterparts, Ilhan Omar, it was her daughter that was in the 108 arrested in New York yesterday. Ilhan Omar's daughter was one of the strong activists. You know, we have a right to free speech, but the law is clear. No right is absolute. You don't have a right to go into a movie theater and scream fire. You don't have a right to incite other people and scream in their face 2 inches away with your spit hitting all over their face. The New York Police Department tolerates that crap, and they finally have had enough, and they're finally arresting these dissidents who are totally off base and out of line. No right is absolute. My right to freedom is not absolute to impugn your right to freedom. I'm right to free to have public access and free speech and expression, but my expression can't go so far as to restrict your expression and your free speech. And that's what the lawmakers have to come to grips with. It's gone too far. I think my comments about the military and going in for a certain sense of discipline on one side is one thing, but we need to stop these tenured educators in colleges and university from lighting the match in the gas tank with the same dissidents in school who are protesting, and some of them are getting paid to do this all protesting.
Hey, we got to cut it. We got that's the music. And thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend.
Enjoy your beverage this weekend.
I will.
Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing And it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from the Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at the Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. If you notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. It's called, and that's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now, here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke.